he'd have seen me. I suggested that I thought they could finish the 5-4 game, but didn't get an impression that was you know, what the referee wanted to do. So by the time Jean-Pierre called time, you know, Andy went out and obviously got ready to play. But I think credit to both players. I mean, the level of tennis there, you know, it's pretty astonishing considering the light, and not just the light, the condition of the court, the heaviness of the balls. I mean, I think, you know, both Andy and Seppi, you know, gave the crowd, you know, a hell of an entertainment there.
Leon, how much does this complicate things for you tomorrow if Andy's going to play in the? He's obviously going to play in the morning. Then there's a rest period. If you do decide to use him in the doubles, or do you then have to see how, you know, how the singles match goes?
Yeah, I mean that's basically how we have to play it. You know, you can see there that we knew. I mean, actually, both matches. You know, okay, Fabio and his, Andy and his match, you look at it and it's favourites. But in Davis Cup, in those conditions, it's physically very, very demanding. You know, now this is obviously spilled, which we thought it would be as the day went on, would spill over onto tomorrow. It really is a case of seeing how Andy feels, in, well, also for his match in the morning, but also the length of the match, how it's gone. So it will be a case of just waiting to see how that match goes. And then a discussion, and then we can take it from there.
Were you happy with the court conditions and the way the whole weather issue was handled?
I mean, it's not much anyone can do about the weather. I mean, that's just, it's bad luck. I mean, if you look at the week that we've had here, it's been amazing pretty much every day, and then just rotten today. But well, I mean, that I think that's obviously the danger of a temporary court surface that. You know, okay, it was a torrential rain, but the court was already pretty soft throughout the whole week. And when you saw that area of the court on the sort of far end, wide out to the forehand side, I mean, that was cutting up during the week anyway. And obviously, you dump a whole lot of rain off a cover, it was going to get worse. And it is a bit dangerous for the players. I mean, Andy, even in that first game that you played, you could see his ankle. You know, it's not far away from turning completely, but. As I say, I think both him and Seppi actually dealt with it really well. I mean, it wasn't like they didn't chase balls down, they did. So they obviously felt comfortable enough on it. And they made it a physical match, a lot of movement. So, yeah, fair play to them.
All in all, Leon, would you say it's kind of even, or do you feel slightly behind in the tie at this point?
No, I think it's even. I mean, I'm really... really impressed with the way James played today. I mean, that leaves me with a lot of confidence going into the rest of the weekend. I mean, if it comes to it on a Sunday that was a final rubber, even though we've seen Seppi playing some great tennis as well, I think that's about as well as I've seen James play in a match against, well, it's such a high quality opponent, but I think the way that James played tactically today was the way he should play more and more often. You know, very aggressive, dictating the point, really proactive with the ball. It was so good seeing him like that in that environment. So that makes me pretty confident if it goes to a fifth rubber. But I think obviously tomorrow now becomes the pivotal day, doesn't it, in terms of finishing off the singles rubber of Andy and Seppi, and then the doubles. I mean, I think everyone spoke beforehand that the doubles was going to be key, and I'm pretty sure it will be.
Thanks a lot.